Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Into the Show. Second half hour, hour number two, here on this terrific Thursday, May 14th, 2026 edition. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants job applicants to be selected by their skills. Governor Gretchen Whitmer directed state agencies yesterday to expand skill-based hiring, quote-unquote. The approach that emphasizes a job applicant's abilities and experience over traditional education or even their career backgrounds. Under the directive, the Michigan Civil Service Commission and state departments are being asked to focus more heavily on the specific skills needed for positions when hiring employees. Are you hearing this, people? The biggest employer in the state of Michigan, north of, I believe, 45, 46, 47,000 employees, 14, 15 bureaucratic agencies, departments make up our state government in Lansing. And now, in her last year of her governorship, Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants these agencies to hire people based on their skills, as opposed to their education. You can't make this stuff up. This is absolutely amazing to me. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's order also encourages agencies to promote education, but focus also on training programs, including Michigan Reconnect, that would help residents get credentials and degrees associated directly to a specific work industry. You want somebody to work in computers, IT? Well, if they don't have training in computers through the Michigan Reconnect program, they can get training specific for computers, IT. Information technology. You need somebody to focus on budgeting for the department. You need somebody with an accounting background, somebody who has those skills. Well, forget the fact that they got a degree in basket weaving. Don't look at those people. Look at somebody who's got a degree in accounting. You think? Duh. Governor Whitmer continued to say that this new policy, it's never been in effect before, ever. Really? This is a new policy. Is intended to create more pathways into good-paying jobs for people with non-traditional backgrounds. There's that phrase. Good paying jobs, high paying jobs. Governor Gretchen Whitmer uses it every time she talks. Because listen to the next statement. Quote, I'm committed to helping more Michiganders with the right skills to get good paying jobs, no matter their backgrounds or education. I can't believe I'm even reading this story. The new directive says state hiring practices have traditionally emphasized on academic credentials and previous work history, sometimes overlooking good applicants that actually have experience, which they gain through the military, apprenticeships, internships, national service, or maybe even on-the-job training. You mean somebody who's actually done the work of what you're hiring them for? Oh my God, this is such a novel idea. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Lansing and all these bureaucratic agencies and departments are all of a sudden now going to get hiring people that actually know how to do the work. Oh my God, this is earth-shattering, folks. This is the most unbelievable thing. I can't believe she really did this the last year, 6 months of her governorship. Are you kidding me? Governor Gretchen Whitmer's order instructs the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity to help private sector employees adopt similar hiring practices. Stop right there. You don't have to instruct Leo to do a dang thing. Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, Leo, you idiots can stay in your offices and don't even bother contacting the private sector. You know why? Because we've been doing this forever. Don't give a dang what somebody's degree is in. What have you done? What do you know about this job? I'm going to give you a perfect example. Nick Wallace, J2 Construction. He owns a construction company. He's a builder. A lot of his work is carpentry work. Rough, finished, whatever. They pound nails. They cut wood. They build stuff from a blueprint. He needs workers. Right now, if you guys know anybody that wants to get into construction work, text me. Let's do CW. Text my phone, CW, construction work. I'll send you Nick Wallace's contact information. Nick doesn't even know I'm doing this. You get a hold of Nick Wallace, and you talk to him on the phone, and he's going to ask you some questions. Have you ever worked in construction before? Have you have any experience being a carpenter? Have you ever pounded nails for a living? Do you know how to run a circular saw? Do you know how to do anything related to what I do as a company? No, sir. But I have a degree from Michigan State University. What's your degree in? Business administration. No, I got plenty enough business. I do really great work. My crews do great work. We get referrals. We're busy. We're crazy busy all the time. I do my own books with QuickBooks, working with my bank. I don't need a business administrator. Well, that's what my degree is in. Okay. How much do you owe on your college loan? I owe $100,000. You know what Nick Wallace is going to tell him? I can tell you already what he's going to say. You need to apply for a job to work in an office with your business administration degree. I'm not going to hire you as a carpenter. You don't have any experience, right? No, sir, I don't. You've never pounded nails with a hammer. No, sir. You've never ran a circular saw. No. Do you know how to use a tape measure? And you know what? Thank you for calling. Have a nice day. I recommend that you go on Indeed or some of these job headhunter companies. Put your resume on there. You do not need a new resume, right? Well, yeah, I learned how to do that in college, getting my business administration degree. Good. Post your resume online. Good luck. God bless. Thanks for calling. Click. Governor Gretchen Whitmer order instructs the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity to reach out to private sector employers, asking them to adopt similar hiring practices. No need at all. Susan Corbin, LEO director, not needed. The private sector already knows how to hire somebody with skills as opposed to degrees. Corbin said the approach is going to be aimed at building a workforce that better reflects Michigan's residents while expanding access to employment opportunities. Oh my God, this is a novel idea to you idiots? Really? Governor Gretchen Whitmer, you are in the last, basically, 7 months of your governorship, which was going to end up being 8 years. You've been the governor of the state of Michigan. You've got a director that you appointed, Susan Corbin, for LEO. Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity to put out a mandate telling agencies to hire people based on their skills and their life experience, work history in the job they're looking to be hired for. What have you been hiring people under what basis? Oh, right there it says it. What they've been doing. The directive from the governor says, Governor Whitmer says this, state hiring practices have traditionally emphasized academic credentials. Academic. This story, when I saw this morning, I went, this is an onion story, right? This is a joke. This is an absolute joke. Nope. This is the real deal. An actual directive from Governor Gretchen Whitmer yesterday. Hire people based on their skills, what they can actually do from day one when they hit the ground running, when we hire them to be the largest employer in the state of Michigan, the state government of Michigan. I cannot wait for Perry Johnson to be governor. Final segment of today, of the second hour. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two, before I spend some time with Dana Nutt, local businessman over in Onaway area. He's written another book. He's going to come on the show and talk about it. I think you're going to find the conversation very, very, very interesting. One of my girlfriends, Summer, downstate, love Miss Summer. Always completely on topic to the conversation. Thanks for listening. They are dumbing down job requirements. My old job, when she worked for the state, requirements were 24 credit hours in accounting as a minimum. Now, the same job requirement is simply a high school diploma. Folks, Summer used to work at the Michigan State Department of Treasury. That's the state's version of the IRS. Now, all of a sudden, this is Governor Gretchen Whitmer's new policy. When the previous Governor Snyder, they wanted real job experience and real degrees. You're going to work for the State Department, the Department of Treasury. You are going to be dealing with the money coming into the state's treasury to basically run the state government in Lansing. That's what Summer was part of. I'm not exactly sure what area or department or what, you know, her job responsibilities are, but that's who she worked for. Under Snyder, 24 credit hours in accounting as a minimum. Under Gretchen Whitmer, a high school diploma. Are you kidding me? To work for the Michigan Department of Treasury? No wonder this state government is so screwed up. The funding department agency, the income revenue income of tax payments for tax dollars coming to Lansing is run now under the last 7.5 years, basically, of this governor with people that have a high school diploma. Oh my God, I've got a headache. I knew this story was going to blow this up. I got text messages coming in all over the place. Oh man. Okay, this one's even better too. Randy, stop using common sense when talking about Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She doesn't understand the word. She doesn't even understand the meaning. Common sense? Well, common sense is not all too common with this governor for sure. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, thank God that we're hoping that this will work out, because we have a person with some real life experience. Somebody who's actually worked for a living. Somebody who has written his second book. The book was just released today. Listening to your podcast from yesterday about high schoolers, artificial intelligence, colleges, and grants. He's going to speak Tuesday the 19th at Inland Lakes High School on all of that. Positive thinking, motivation, colleges, trade schools, retirement plans, etc. The book by Dana Nutt, The 11th Hour, Retirement Plan. How to catch up in 10 years or less. For those of you business owners, Nick Wallace, J2 Construction, you kind of guys. You haven't always put aside enough money for retirement. You've been working all your lives. You've been busy. You're reinvesting the money from your business to hire more people, to buy more equipment, to do whatever. How's your retirement? Look, when you get too old to swing a hammer, when you get too old to dig a hole with a shovel, when you get to be an old fart like me, you're not going to be able to work forever. You're going to have some money to retire on. Social Security will not cut it. Well, Dana Nutt has written a book, and God willing, technology will hopefully connect us where I can put him into the studio so you'll be able to hear him. This is, without a doubt, information that you guys need to hear. Dana has written another book previously to this one. This one I'm going to read. The 11th Hour Retirement Plan, How to Catch Up in 10 Years or Less by Dana Nutt. It's got a pair of work boots next to some golden keys. The golden keys to your retirement. I like the picture. Great cover. We are absolutely, absolutely going to have him on the show, and we are excited. So, text me any questions you may have about your retirement, etc. We're going to take a short break, top of the hour break. Dana Nutt coming on, The 11th Hour Retirement Plan, How to Catch Up in 10 Years or Less. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states.